Macmillan Audio presents Brightsided, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America, by Barbara Ehrenreich. Read for you by Kate Redding.
To complainers everywhere, turn up the volume. Introduction. Americans are a positive people. This is our reputation as well as our self-image. We smile a lot and are often baffled when people from other cultures do not return the favor. In the well-worn stereotype, we are upbeat, cheerful, optimistic, and shallow, while foreigners are likely to be subtle, world-weary, and possibly decadent. American expatriate writers like Henry James and James Baldwin wrestled with and occasionally reinforced this stereotype, which I once encountered in the 1980s in the form of a remark by Soviet emigre poet Joseph Brodsky to the effect that the problems with Americans is that they have never known suffering. Apparently, he didn't know who had invented the blues. Whether we Americans see it as an embarrassment or a point of pride, being positive, in affect, in mood, in outlook, seems to be ingrained in our national character. Who would be churlish or disaffected enough to challenge these happy features of the American personality? Take the business of positive affect, which refers to the mood we display to others through our smiles, our greetings,